This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, and heard across America, all across on some of America's great radio stations, I might add, across the Caribbean, and streaming live online on the Internet and the satellite, too. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans. We also salute our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, plus all those helping with the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitorial, maintenance and mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working the oil rigs and the bridge tenders out there on the bridges, making sure everybody gets on and off the island safely. A big thank you to you guys. Now, we also want you to check out the Facebook page for the Captain's America Third Watch, the official Captain's America Third Watch is the name of the page. Like the page, jump in the chat room. You can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, is now online for your inspection. Well, joining us right now from the Underground USA podcast, it's Frank Sabato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Time for the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, Donald Trump Jr. tore into Joe Biden over the weekend, defending his father's drop in the polls, which we think we know the reason for that, you and I both, I believe. But it's because, number one, the GOP has been underpolled all this time. And number two, he also went after Joe Biden's populist Made in America plan, which, by the way, is almost everything that Donald Trump's been talking about since he was a candidate and walked down the stairs, remember?
No, that's modus operandi for a candidate on the left that has nothing. You copy it, rebrand it, redefine it, say it's yours, and then say that the other person hasn't been doing it. You know, we saw that when all the Democrats were going at each other. They all claimed that the almost exactly the same platform was theirs and not anybody else's. It's as if they, you know, it's the sound of one hand clapping. It's as if they weren't even listening to anybody else. So that doesn't surprise me. Going after Biden, if we're going to go after Biden, I don't think I'd be going after it for plagiarizing a platform. I think I'd be going after him for his connections with China.
Well, you know, That's part of where it was going here, because he needs to come clean about Hunter and what went on there. Because remember, Hunter and the Romney relative and the John Kerry relative, the three of them got $1.5 billion for an investment they were working on.
No, and that's just China. You start looking at the nefarious things that this guy did and set up for his son around the world when he was vice president, mm-hmm. and it kind of makes the nepotism that happens in an inner city like New York or Chicago look like Christmas stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've got to start looking at these people just like they would be looking at a Republican candidate who was challenging Barack Obama. You know, but I don't see the media doing any of that. If they're not going to scrutinize someone like Hillary Clinton, and deleting 32,000 emails. If they're not going to scrutinize Barack Obama and the socialism, the extreme socialism this guy pushed going into his second term, then I don't hold out any hope that they're going to look at something as obvious and corrupt as what the Bidens have done internationally to enrich themselves.
And let's talk about something interesting. They've been jumping out of their nails since the commuting of the sentence or pardoning. We'll call it part of the pardoning process, but it wasn't really a pardon. But they've been jumping out of their sails ever since Donald Trump did that to Roger Stone, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but here's my question. What did they do when Barack Obama pardoned people 1,296 times the most of any other president and almost the same, almost the amount of equaling all the other presidents before him? What did they do?
They didn't say a word, especially in the last 10 days of his presidency when he was literally commuting sentences and giving pardons to people who committed acts of terror against the United States.
That's right.
You know, but Trump has pardoned 47 people. What the freaking do? When you're looking at going back all the way to Carter, they're in the hundreds. 500, 400, 1,000 with Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And 47 people, they're going to make hay because he commuted the sentence, didn't even pardon the guy, commuted the sentence of Roger Stone, who, by the way, is an inconsequential political player on the main stage these days, so who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he is going to be on Sean Hannity tonight doing a special interview.
Well, maybe we can all just look on in adoration at him and his round glasses and think about him as oh-so-hip.
Well, here's the way I'm looking at him. He opened his mouth one too many times, was warned about doing it. He was warned. Roger, you're going to really get yourself in trouble. Well, I can't care. They're not going to touch me. I know the president. All the stuff he said, he dared them and double dared them to do it to him, and they did. And when they did, it was like, oh, my God, I'm going to die in prison. Jeez, give me a break.
Well, I'm not a fan of Roger Stone. I think he inserted himself into the Trump presidency. I think he inserts himself into a lot of political opportunism, and he should just fade to black right now and be happy to not a president.
Yep, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about a Zogby poll and going to talk about Goya Foods. I know them very well over the years, and let me tell you something. They set all kinds of sales records over the weekend. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at Moss Nissan and Moss Acura, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And I'll tell you what, while the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Dave Moss Sr. went out on a buying spree. And now with over 1,200 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, Moss has the largest selection in the state. Now, before you buy anywhere, see Moss. They'll have the vehicle you want, the other guys might not. And their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. Now, Moss Nissan in Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Great job, guys! And if you're searching for a new improved service experience, Moss service departments can handle all makes and all models. And Moss Nissan and Moss Acura's You Serve, You Save program apply to all vets, all active duty military, all first responders, and now pastors and faith workers, too. The choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa at MossAcura.com and MossNissan.com. Part of the Moss Family Automotive Family. And tell them the captain sent you. You will save another $500 on that new or certified pre-owned vehicle. Just tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty. Frank Silvato's with us from the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
I want to talk about Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, who came out and said that the school reopening plans cannot be based on short-term COVID spikes. And then not 5 minutes after that, here comes Nancy Pelosi and says, I agree, the schools should be reopened, but under strict CDC guidelines, and we should make it mandatory.
To preface what I'm about to say about Nancy Pelosi, which is, you know,
all good.
Yeah, it's all good. The spikes in cases are not the issue. the more testing you have, the more cases you're going to find. It's the mortality rate that counts, and
yep.
that's dropping. Mm-hmm. So the media should just be just flambéed over what they are doing in fear-mongering to the American people about these spikes in cases. Cases don't matter.
Yep.
The mortality rate matters.
Yep.
And the mortality rate is falling. So let's knock it off.
You know what it was? You know what it was in New York yesterday, New York City? Single digits.
Yeah, I mean, this is how ridiculous this is getting. And now you got mandatory masks or fines. For what? It's getting to be stupid that people have fallen for this. I can't even say, boy, I respect your choice. You're wearing a mask. That's fantastic. I got to say, A, the masks don't work. The box even says so. And B, the mortality rate is dropping. The cases are going to go up because we're providing more tests. Use your brain. But to get back to Pelosi, which is, I said brain and I said Pelosi, which is kind of a weird thing.
In the same statement.
Yeah. When she wants to mandate what the CDC says nationally and coast to coast, this woman seeks to empower the CDC to have more authority than they're supposed to. This is a state-by-state issue, not a federal issue.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, a progressive Democrat is overreaching for authority to the federal government where they don't have one.
If you think
the CDC should have guidelines, yes, that's what they're supposed to do, is give guidelines.
Yep.
They don't mandate policy.
Now, if you think that's overreaching, let's throw this one out there and see what this is. The Los Angeles Teachers Union has demanded charter schools be shut down and police defunded before schools open again.
So who's, I guess we should get rid of all of those school resource officers then.
Yep.
That's because they're a police department. Let's get rid of them.
Yep.
We'll remove the metal detectors at the inner city schools.
Yep.
So the kids can have guns going to classrooms mm-hmm. with guns. You can have gang problems right in the halls there.
Yep.
Did you think this through, teachers union? No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You know, and on top of that, this is, again, not a federal issue. This is a state-by-state issue. If California wants to act stupidly, which is exactly what this is, it's a stupid political act that's going to get people killed by removing police officers from the streets,
mm-hmm.
then so be it. They want to penalize people who are getting better education at charter schools because they want everyone to have an inferior education? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But don't force it on any other state. Keep it in your state that's tanking right now and that is so in debt they can't even begin to see their way out of it.
Now, you kind of have a vested interest in this next one. The Washington Redskins are announcing their change of their name today, I think, or at least they're going to announce officially
that's
they
true.
Are going to change the name. Somebody said they're going to call them the Warriors, Washington Warriors. That goes back to the days of Philadelphia, the old 76ers. They were the Warriors before the 76ers. And then, of course, you've got my selection, the Washington Politicians.
That might not be bad. They'd never get anything done.
Yeah, I know. And what can I tell you? But I don't know what they're going to do, but I can tell you the two other teams said that they are not changing their names. One of them is your Chicago Blackhawks, and the other
yep.
is the Atlanta Braves. They said, our name isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, the Blackhawks are never going to change their name as long as the current owner has it, and it shouldn't. They've got the blessing of the Blackhawk Indians.
They do.
So, you know what? Mind your own business. As far as the Washington Redskins going to the Washington Warriors, how does that change anything? If getting away from using anything Native American is supposed to be the goal here, all they did was go from one to another. So, this erasing of history because someone's offended by something is the dumbest thing that this culture has ever done. You don't erase something. You use it as a teachable moment.
Yep.
You know, Washington Redskins. Why do they call them Washington Redskins? Well, a long time ago, you know, there were indigenous people in the United States when the settlers came, and you tell the history of that stuff. You don't see the Jews going to raise Auschwitz to the ground. They want it to remain forever so they can make it a teachable thing.
Mm-hmm.
You pull down a statue, you erase a moment when you can teach somebody about something good, bad, or indifferent. The cancel culture is not about erasing ills of the past. They're about redefining history to their own liking. And that's the stuff of the Taliban and Nazis.
Yep, it is. And the Russians and North Koreans. Yep, you're right. All right, AOC, the lovely AOC, has now suggested that the New York City crime surge was due to the residents just needing to shoplift some bread amidst the unemployment.
Why would they need to if unemployment got an extra $600 and they're making close to, you know, $15 an hour for not working? Why would they need to steal bread? They got more money than they ever have.
Well, then I guess she just ran her mouth for the heck of it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. AOC once again has engaged what little she has in her cranium and inserted her foot at the same time. You know, this is, we were talking about this on the break. If Republicans were smart, and I'm convinced they're not, they would be using this moment in time to create a fissure and a divide between the caustic left and the rank and file Democrats in order to split that vote going into the election. Mm-hmm. I'd be trotting AOC out every 15 seconds and then goading people who are moderate Democrats with, how can you have this person in your party?
Yeah.
It's not diversity. It's making you look stupid. Use the Alinsky rule and ridicule the far left to the left to see if they won't actually start fighting each other.
And
but the Republicans won't do that. So, you know.
Yeah, and you forgot the big one, Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. The whole squad.
Yeah.
You take the far left and throw in Jerry Nadler for good measure. And start really hammering the moderate Democrats with this in order to create a gap in the party.
Now, last thing here, real quick. Senator Lindsey Graham says he's going to call Robert Mueller to testify before the Senate subcommittee. I think Mueller, based on what we saw the last time, I think this is going to be really embarrassing.
I'm getting a little sick and tired of hearing what everybody's going to do and the announcement of what everybody's going to do and the announcement that something's going to happen. I want to start seeing things happen. From Lindsey Graham's committee, from the Senate, and especially from the DOJ. Let's get on it instead of kicking it down the road one more time because, well, it's coming. It's going to happen. Indictments are coming. Yep. Let's see them.
Jeff Sessions, Jeff Sessions and Tommy Tuberville coming up Friday.
Well, you know, Sessions was a disappointment to me as Attorney General. I thought he was going to have all these prosecutions coming down. He didn't do anything, so let's see what happens.
Actually, it's not Friday. It's tomorrow. I'm sorry, I was wrong. It's the 14th.
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Yeah. And we'll know Wednesday, I hope, what's going on there. All right, talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
Yep, and that's Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast and the primary winner-take-all runoff between Tommy Tuberville and Jeff Sessions in Alabama coming up on Tuesday. And we should know by Wednesday morning when I come on the air as to what's going on here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida is reporting the largest one-day increase of positive coronavirus cases in any one state since the pandemic began. Surgeon General Jerome Adams tells CBS's Face the Nation wearing a mask is important.
We've learned more about asymptomatic spread. Up to 50% of people who can spread this disease spread it without having symptoms. And that's why the American people need to know that science is about giving the best recommendations you can.
Yes.
And when you learn more, you change those recommendations. Our recommendations have changed.
Okay.
Now, people of America, important to know you should wear a face cover.
On ABC's This Week, Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary Dr. Brett Gerwah.
I'm a pediatrician. We have to do this safely, but kids not being in school risk their social and emotional health, risk many people with nutrition, the recognition of child abuse, child sexual abuse. It's really important.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia, and she's right about now out in the horse stable with her husband Don at the D&D Stables up there, Carrollton, Georgia, and they're doing their morning chores, what they have to do. And by the way, they're listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB, our affiliate there, just up the road tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Hope everybody's doing fine. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is brought to you by our friends at Boomer Naturals. Now, right now, we are all experiencing something that we have never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Now, the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. And Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth and sizes for adults and children. Now, these are in stock right now and shipped to you fast, and these multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents per day. The one reason why these are so highly protective is the inner layer is enhanced with nano silver technology woven into the fabric that may enhance filtration and block droplets and tiny particles. And Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities too, keeping tens of thousands of people helping them that are in need. Now order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout. Save yourself 20%. That's promo code CAPTAIN20 at BoomerNaturals.com. They also have all kinds of wellness products there, too. Your source for in-stock face covers, BoomerNaturals.com, product code CAPTAIN20. Now, I had one of these masks on Saturday all day from 9 o'clock in the morning until 2 p.m. And the reason I did was because, guess what? I had to. It was required at the gun show I was at. All the vendors, all the people coming in had to wear a mask. That's what I wore. It was like I wasn't even wearing it. I was just absolutely astounded by how comfortable that face mask was. And for that reason, I'll tell you, I'll wear it again. You bet I will. Okay, Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. And a beautiful morning it is.
I got to ask a question. Washington Redskins are supposedly going to, are they going to actually change their name today, or are they just going to announce they're officially changing their name?
No, both. No, it's going to happen. I believe Daniel Snyder's going to come out. I'm leaning towards the Washington Warriors is going to be the name of their team, and we'll see if that's correct.
That's what we're hearing. You heard my choice, right?
No, sir, I did not. I'm sorry.
The Washington Politicians.
That's pretty good. I like
the logo can be somebody's hand in somebody's pocket pulling out $1,000 bills.
I like it. I like it. I don't think that'd be what they were looking for. But
no,
I like
but that's
idea.
What I do.
I think it's funny as heck. No doubt about it. No, it's funny. And how about our ESPN reporter writing a nice letter to Senator Hawley?
Loaded with profanities.
Yeah. It's funny how would have been to a Democratic senator, do you think he would just got suspended or he would have been fired, Captain? Let me get your take on that.
I think he would have been fired had it been a Democrat because that'd be a big no-no.
Oh, is that how it works? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think.
That's equality, right? Is that the equality we're looking for?
No, sir.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It kind of makes you go, doesn't it? That's the problem right there. You can't have a double standard and then one equality. It's that simple.
Yep.
But anyway, how about this kid Custer?
Yeah.
Passes Harvick and Truex at Kentucky for his first career NASCAR win.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Cole Custer. I'm really happy for the young man.
Is she related to the general, I wonder?
Good question, man. Mm-hmm. Good question. That's funny, Captain. Yeah, congratulations to him. Also, some great golf yesterday, not just in the professional ranks, but in the celebrity ranks. Marty Fish won the celebrity golf tournament out in Lake Tahoe. That's always a big event, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the first tennis player to win that event. It's been actors, it's been hockey players, it's been football players, but it's never been a tennis player. So, pretty neat. Congratulations to him. He's from the state of Florida.
I'll bet it was warm out there. I'll bet it was warm.
Oh, it was beautiful. They all jumped in the water after he won. Even though I'm sure Lake Tahoe's a little chilly, Captain.
Well, the lake might be chilly, but I understand the temperatures up there were in the 90s, which is really hot for that area.
Oh, yeah. You're right about that. Now, it's been hot all over. So they're supposed to be a little nicer all over the U.S. of A. as far as humidity is concerned. Hey, a shout out to Colorado on the Captain Matt Bruce, Captain's Third American Watch Show, becoming an affiliate. A lot of Denver Broncos fans out there.
KNUS, AM 710, you betcha.
So very cool on that, Captain. Congratulations on that. And, I got that information from our man, Flip Elliott.
Mm.
Good patriot, good American. So I want to do a shout out to Flip for that. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, we got a lot of good people up there in Denver, and they opine quite a bit at night. I get a lot of messages and email.
Oh yeah, well that's a lot of truck drivers driving through that area too during that time of night. You know.
Yeah, we'll have another big announcement soon about another big area that we'll be covering.
Very nice, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hoping we can get back to normal here with the college football, man. The commissioners and all the big conferences are saying, man, we're running out of time.
I don't know, Patrick. It doesn't look good when you just want to play within your conference and you're going to have, what, Miami against Florida and Florida against the University of Central Florida and USF against Jacksonville State or something like what the heck?
I mean,
it's all going to be played like within your area. I don't know about that. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm going to try to cut down on the traveling. I get it. And being on a plane and being on a bus for too long, you know, in those areas.
Plus, you're going to play in front of no students?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the same. If the students don't come back to school, they're not playing cap. There's no doubt in my mind. That's just the college football experience. They'll just wait to play in February or March. That's what will occur. It'll be an interesting scenario, to say the least. They might have to shorten down to 8 games come February and March and just finish out the season in April.
Eight games in February in Minnesota and Iowa and Nebraska. Oh, boy. Montana, Idaho, Wyoming. Yep,
yeah,
sure.
That's going to be the issue. A lot of these kids are playing football and baseball now, so what's going to happen there? Because they'll be starting up baseball then, too. So
speaking of baseball, I saw Saturday over across the way down there when we were down in Port Charlotte at the gun show. When I came out, I took a little detour across the street and went over to where the Rays were. And you could see the players out there in the outfield, you know, in the outside the ballpark doing their calisthenics and running around and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I couldn't tell who was who because they had the regular baseball pants on and they were wearing T-shirts, Rays T-shirts.
Yeah. Well, you know, a week from Friday, that's when the Rays are going to, you know, start their season. So I'm looking forward to it. And a lot of other teams, too, are going to start on next Friday also, and some are on Thursday. And then pretty much everybody's going to be Saturday. So that's how it's working out.
All righty.
People are looking forward to it. Catherine, thank you.
Yep.
And God bless. Everybody have a great week. And take care. Thank
you,
Kat.
Talk to you on Friday.
Yes, sir.
Patrick Hyland, everybody, from the Sports Zone, and he's the insurance quarterback extraordinaire, and here's what he does.
You worked hard to earn your Medicare benefits. You deserve a Medicare plan that gives you great benefits and big savings. That's why I wanted to tell you about Devoted Health, HMO's Medicare Advantage plans. Devoted Health can give you the benefits and savings you're looking for. Their plans include everything you need to stay healthy from head to toe. Low-cost primary care visits, specialist visits, hospital stays, and Tier 1 and 2 prescription drugs. Plus, you get money to put toward hearing aids, eye care, and over-the-counter items like vitamins, toothpaste, and blood pressure cuffs. And that's not all. Devoted Health adds in free rides to the doctor, a free gym membership, and even a free personal emergency response device. So if you're looking for a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you all the benefits and savings you want, Devoted Health could be the right health care plan for you. Give me a call, 800-804-3942. That's 800-804-3942. Devoted Health plans are currently available in Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Polk County. Devoted Health is an HMO with a Medicare contract.
All right, and that's Patrick Hyland. And don't forget, you can also check him out on Facebook because he's got the Sports Zone. That's his radio show on Facebook. And his personal page is Patrick Hyland. You can communicate with him over there, too. So the Sports Zone or Patrick Hyland on Facebook. And there you go. Now, coming back, we're going to be doing the beach and boating forecast. And, yeah, it's going to be a humdinger for today with all the weather. By the way, one quick little thing here. Hillsborough County is looking for poll workers. And, yeah, they pay to be a poll worker. You can get a hold of them as soon as possible locally at 813-744-5900. That's 813-744-5900. If you're looking for a job, Hillsborough County, they need to know right away because early voting starts August 3rd through 16th, and you'll have an opportunity to work 8 hours a day there if you're one of the chosen ones. And don't forget, you'll be able to work during the election coming up later in November. But that's the Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections Office, so check with them. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. I got lots more to talk about.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All right. Ready when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay, right here, the largest franchise of the 232 across the country. I'll tell you more about them in a minute. Right now for Monday, it's going to be partly sunny. There'll be a stray thunderstorm or two around later. Partly sunny all day long. Winds will start out of the west at about 7 to 10 miles an hour. Then this afternoon, towards midday, southwest, and they'll be gusting up to about 20 miles an hour. That'll give the seas a 2 to 3 foot margin with about a light chop, we'll call it. Might be a little moderate chop in a few places, but light chop for the most part. The Gulf water temperature is at 9 degrees, the bay water temperature at 89, and we had our low tide at, you ready for this, 2:22 a.m. 2:22 a.m. was the low tide. High tide coming at 8:58 a.m. How do you like that? 8:58 a.m. and the high tide. Now, the beach and boating forecast is one of the highlights of the program here for a couple of different reasons. First of all, I've known about the Freedom Boat Club since 1989 when my wife said to me, she goes, you know, I was talking about bringing my boat down here from up north. She goes, oh, no, I found something else you can do. So what's that? She goes, oh, let's go try this Freedom Boat Club thing. So we did, down in Venice, which is where we went because we lived in Sarasota. And we went a couple times. And, you know, we just kept expanding it till we joined and became members once we moved over to Lakewood Ranch and we came out of Sarasota. But I will tell you that there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day out on the water. You can't beat it. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. So, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, you might as well consider boating to be the ultimate way to get away from everything. You can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time out on the water and sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership and you don't have to own the boat. Now, you don't have to do all the work. You just make a reservation, fill your cooler, bring along the fishing poles, the water skis, and in minutes, you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing, too. You want to know something else? You join the Freedom Boat Club right down here in Tampa Bay, and you can go to any of the franchises, 232 locations in America, 3 in Canada, and I've been told you can also go to France. They've got 3 of them in France where you can exercise your authorization to do so because you are a member. How's that? Reciprocity is what you get. Now, call the Freedom Boat Club today. The number is 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. And remember, Tampa Bay has 509 boats in 30 locations and growing. The website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. I'm telling you, it works for me. They are a great, great, great company. They've got a great product, and you're going to love it, too. You're going to love it. And good morning to James up there in Hahira, Georgia, up near Valdosta. He's saying that he's off to his second job. He says, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Make America great again. God bless America. You bet, my friend. And thanks to Melvin for chiming in, too. And I just noticed Jeff did, too. That's our Jeff in, where's Jeff at? He's up in, he's out in Los Angeles. Okay, Jeff's in Los Angeles. Okay, nice to hear from you, too, there, Jeff. And these are people, of course, when we talk about being on the Internet and being across the country and around the world, that's where a lot of that comes from. Now, President Trump's oldest son, Don Jr., defended his father's reelection chances amidst the flagging poll numbers and critical presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's economic plan as asinine. And quite frankly, it is when you take a look at it. He wants to raise all these taxes, put them back up where they were. How the hell is that going to help America? It's not. Any rationally thinking person knows that. And speaking on the Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, Donald Trump Jr. blamed the president's drop in the polls on media coverage that the president's been receiving lately, saying that news outlets have been critical of the president while ignoring going after Biden. Well, hell yeah, they've been that way. But guess what? They're underpolling the Republicans in almost every poll they have. Go look at the numbers. And many of the Republicans that I talked to and independents over the weekend at the gun show down in Port Charlotte on Saturday said they haven't even been asked about the polls. They haven't been asked. Haven't seen it. Haven't heard it. So, Donald Trump Jr. also went on to say, I think when you have the media onslaught where media has just totally abdicated their position to objectively look at both sides, they're not looking into any of Joe Biden's past. They're not looking into any of his history, which is true. They're not. He went on to add that they want to do whatever they can to keep the American people from actually seeing Biden as he really is. He has not been defined, and so the media is trying to make sure that no one gets to define Joe Biden, because once he is, you'll see how terrible this notion could be for America of Joe Biden becoming president. And yes, that could and would be a disaster. All right, let me go to the phones real quick here. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go for it.
And let's get down to business. The Democrat Party is a disaster. Joe Biden is a disaster. Hunter Biden is a disaster. Pelosi is a disaster. Okay, we want, if the 55 Benedict Arnolds in the House, Republicans did, we wouldn't have Pelosi here. Okay? It's a joke. I want to thank every pastor from the Assemblies of God, from the Catholic Church to the Baptists who stand up and say, we're voting for Donald Trump. I know your Republican may be not as great as Donald Trump, but we still have to support him or her because they're a trillion times better than the Democrat House member or the Democrat senator or anything else. And Donald Trump has kept his promises, stood with Israel, and stood with the Lord Jesus Christ more than any president in modern history. So I just want to thank those pastors and those preachers who stand with Donald Trump and get behind the pulpit and stand up for Jesus Christ and say, hey, David wasn't perfect and Moses wasn't perfect and neither was Donald Trump, but he's a trillion times better than Joe Biden. God bless you, Captain. Let's stand up for the country. And let me say something else. We're not like the Republicans who would rather lose with the
Okay.
We want to win with Donald Trump. Let's get to work and save the country. And God bless our military.
All right. That's Todd in Tampa. We appreciate his comments. Now, while the polling gap between Trump and Biden narrowed a bit since the former vice president held a double-digit lead over the current White House occupant late last month, the Real Clear Politics average of polls still shows Joe Biden up by 9 points. And the new weekly presidential poll that Rasmussen put out, first one, came out with Biden up by 10. Again, if they do what they should do and play this the way they should play, the Biden on the Democratic candidate Build Back Better plan is nothing any more than what Donald Trump talked about when he came down those steps in 2015. And, you know, Joe Biden can sell this notion now that we're going to be able to buy American after 50 years of legislation that sent our jobs and our American dreams to China. That was Joe Biden was in the middle of all that. He's the one that was responsible for a lot of that. But the key polls that are out there, it still shows Donald Trump maintaining his base. It's not gone anywhere. And when it comes to Joe Biden, Democrats really aren't sure that he can do the job physically. That's the latest little twist that's in there. Physically. Now, let me tell you about my buddies at Dominique's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be in a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And one thing they do the big box stores can't do is they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. You want it, they got it. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue truck when you see it, the Dominic truck. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You might get a shot at some of that private supply of donuts in the back room that I happen to know are there. Alrighty. That's it for today, the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. A lot of information for you to decipher from over the weekend and last night, and that's what it's all about. Tomorrow's news tonight. That's exactly what we did again. And I look forward to seeing you tonight on the radio when we come on back. So have a great day. Stay safe. Stay healthy. God bless America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.